Good morning.
Did you sleep well?
Yeah, your head'll be a wee bit fuzzy. Sorry about that.
I may have overdone it with the pills.
But you see, I wasn't sure how much to use. I didn't want you to wake up early and ruin the surprise. Don't worry about the blindfold or the gag either. Just go with it.
Now, by now you've probably noticed that your hands are tied. I can explain that one, but first let me just tighten this one up. There we go. Don't want you getting free now, do we? Well, you see, can you stop struggling for a minute and let me explain? Come on, please stop. Stop it. Stop it. Fucking stop it. How many fucking times do I have to say? Do you know, it's getting real fucking difficult pretending I actually give a fuck. It really is. Now, is this your tooth? Right. You're going to sit there. You're going to lie there, not that you have much choice. You're going to shut the fuck up. And you're going to listen. Can you do that? For once. Just fucking listen. Now, because of the blindfold, you can't see me. Surely by now you've guessed who I am. I mean, you comment on my audio is enough. Surely by now that you can tell. And you're sitting there thinking, how the fuck did I end up blindfolded, gagged, strapped to a bed with Todster 123? Well, you see, the thing is, you're a dumb bitch. Seriously, you are thick as shit. I've been waiting for this. You think I was being nice to you because I'm a nice guy or because I like you? No. No. You're just another silly little whore for me to have fun with. All those times you came to me with your problems. Oh, I don't know about this. Oh, I don't know about that. All those comments, oh, this audio is good, you should do more of this, you should do... You really think I give a fuck? No, no. I've been waiting for you to fuck up. And, well, guess what? You did. You were stupid enough to add me on Snapchat, which has this really cool little function that tells me exactly where you are. And you don't seem to ever turn your GPS off on your phone, so I've always known where you are, and I have planned this. I have just waited, biding my time, for you to fuck up and say that you'll be alone, which you did. Who the fuck's alone on Halloween? Now, here's what's going to happen. I'm going to hurt you, badly. Then I'm going to fuck you. And then, I'm going to kill you. Stop fucking struggling, you're not getting anywhere. I mean, seriously. Do you really think I haven't thought this through? I know exactly how to tie someone down so that they cannot get away. You know what? I'll do you a solid. If you can see Christmas lights with that gag in your mouth, I'll let you go. No, you're not getting it. Not quite, almost. Would you look at that? It seems to be impossible. Sorry, gave you a chance, since I'm such a nice guy. Now, because you've got blindfold on, I'm going to have to tell you what I'm going to do. Because I don't want you to miss out. Now, I know you can't see it, but in my hand is a very, very sharp knife. Can you hear that? Just making sure it's sharp enough. Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to heat this knife. I've only got a lighter, so it's not going to be particularly hot, but it'll be enough to stop any excessive bleeding, because I don't want you to bleed to death on me. Not yet, anyway. So, let me just get that done. There we go. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go down here. Now, hopefully you're aware of your Achilles tendon, and you'll know how important that is. That without it, your foot is basically fucking useless. So what I'm going to do is start by cutting those. There we go. Oh, look at all that blood. Go on, scream. Fucking scream for me. Wow. Some voice on you. But don't worry. I soundproofed it. Nobody can hear you. Nobody knows you're here. There's nobody for miles round, even if they could hear you. Nobody is coming to save you. Now, that way, if by some miracle you manage to get away, you're not going anywhere. So, I can start on the fun bits. Now, do you know what is just as important as your Achilles nail? The ligament behind your knee. It'd be a real shame if someone were to just cut them. God, scream. Fucking scream. Now, I wonder. So far, my record is 3. 3 is the amount of times I've had to punch someone to break a rib. I wonder if you'll be able to hold out for more. So I'm just gonna climb on top here. I will say this, for such a dumb fucking whore, you've got such a lovely ass. Almost a shame. But let's get started, shall we? 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, there we go. There it goes. There it goes. 5. I took 5. Well done. You've got my new record. And a broken rib. But don't worry. That's for later. You see, while I fuck you, that's what I'm going to be holding on to. Handful of your hair, and I'll be digging my hand real deep. See where that pain is? Right at that. That's the one. I'm going to hold that as I fuck you. So, I don't imagine it'll be pleasant. No. You'll be wondering why I've left your hands open and not just, like, taped them into a fist. And the reason for that is I need to make sure I burn off all your fingerprints. So just fucking hold right now. There we go. And the next hand. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, I've got the thumb. There we go. By now, I can't tell if you're still screaming or if you're trying to beg, or, but you're not going anywhere. You see, now we get to the really fun bit. Now, I'll let you pick where you want fucked. Oh, no preference? That's fine, I'll just shove it in wherever, shall I? Can you feel that? Can you feel my dick pressed against your ass? What, do you think I was lying when I said I had a big one? No. And now you're about to get every single inch of it. And this pretty little cunt. You're so fucking tight. May have something to do with the fact that
you're bone fucking dry. See, I would have figured you were the kind of whore that fucking loved this. I thought you would have fucking been over the moon to just have a cock, any cock. I mean, you've said all on and on about how much you would love to be with me, with my cock deep inside you. Well, guess what? Here you go. Yeah. You're just a dumb bitch. Don't worry. I didn't forget about the rib. There you go. Scream. Fucking scream for me. Scream. Make all those fucking worthless texts and... make it worthwhile. Make it so I haven't wasted my fucking time on you. I don't care how fucking bad you feel. And you thought I was such a nice fucking guy. Go on. Beg, cry, scream. I don't give a flying fuck. It just makes it better for me. Oh, fuck. Such a stupid bitch. But at least you're a good fuck. Do you think I wasn't gonna hit you just because I was fucking you? Did you honestly think you would get away with it just because I had my dick in you? No. But every time I hit you, this abused little cunt tightens up all the more. Judging by the amount in my hand, I can't use your hair as a fucking handle anymore. Just gonna have to double hold on tight to both sides of your ribs. As a fuck. It's almost gonna be a shame to kill you. You're such a good fuck. Although, I doubt you'd be this fucking good if you had any choice. Fucking wake up. Oh, wow. I guess you're not completely worthless after all. But it's been fun, dear. But I gotta go. And before I do, let me just get my trusty knife back. Grab your head. And I just want you to remember one thing before I slit your throat. Happy Halloween.